Sometimes guys, they get complacent, and like old linemen, they get lazy. So when they get lazy, that's when you attack them. You attack them where it hurts the most, because your motor's still going. Having a motor, that's how you make a ton of plays. I dream big, this is my first time starting, and I'm getting the hang of it, and my dream is to be a Pro Bowl and be a Hall of Famer, but that's gonna take a lot of consistent play, a lot of hard work. It's up to me to put in the hard work each and every week to go out there and dominate the other opponents.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. That was a little clip of Pro Bowl candidate Everson Griffin. Make sure you head to Vikings.com/Pro Bowl to vote for all of your favorite Vikings. Now, we're coming off of two big wins. Mm-hmm. We had the bye week. Ben, what do we need to do to keep this momentum going?
It's all about Matt Forte to me, because Cutler's been playing just awful, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just bad. And so
not
that means
good.
Jeffrey and Marshall, they can't get anything going because they need a quarterback to throw them the football. So to me, it's not letting Forte establish himself in the run game, and then you have to stop him in the pass game as well, because he can play all three downs.
All right, good. Number two, what else do we need to do?
Well, again, you got to harass Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
I think you just have to hit him and hit him and hit him. His confidence is really low. I mean, he doesn't look like he has any energy. Really, the whole team doesn't look like they have much energy. So you can't let them get any sort of spark going, especially at home. We don't play very well at Soldier Field. So we need to go in there and harass him, get him on the move, blitz him, keep doing what we're doing, really, with
right.
our front four. I mean, we're doing a great job of getting to the quarterback. So I know that they're down and they're out right now after the shellacking from the Packers, but they're going to be ready for this game.
Yeah. All right. Number three, what's next?
Okay, so offensively, we have to move their defense around, and not just their defensive front, but the guys in the back end. They had a really hard time adjusting on the fly to audibles, shifts, and motions by Green Bay, and you could tell it really confused their safeties and their corners. So a lot of inexperience in the back end of their defense. So
okay.
Specifically, again, use the shifts and motions that Norv likes to do, continue to do the same thing. And really, it's all about just doing what we normally do anyway, but trying to exploit those guys a little bit in space.
All right, and last but not least...
All right, so Jarek's had a great season
he
so
has.
Far. He continues to get better and better, I think, each game. And I think for this game, they don't have a core of great linebackers that can match up on running backs. So I would say, obviously get him going on first and second down, but on third down, get him outside, get an aging Lance Briggs to line up on him. Nobody on that second level of defense can match up with him in the pass game. So, screens, things like that, little quick passes. I think he's really the key, for the whole offense to get going.
I'm excited for this week.
Should be.